The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
An elderly priest was speaking to his young associate priest one day, and he said to him, "You had a good idea to replace the first four pews of the church with plush bucket theater seats, and it worked like a charm. The front of the church always fills up now, first." I see we need to do that here in Jenny Lind. The young priest nodded. The old priest continued, "And you told me that adding a little more beat to the music would bring young people back to the church. So I supported you when you brought that rock and roll gospel choir into church. Now our services are consistently packed to the balcony." The young priest said, "Thank you, Father." The elderly priest added, "But I'm afraid you've gone too far with the drive-through confessional." The young priest protested, "But Father, my confessions and the donations have nearly doubled since I began that." "Yes," the elderly priest said, "and I appreciate that. But the flashing neon sign that says, 'Toot and tell or go to hell,' cannot stay on the church roof." You could say hell in the church, you know. I'm preaching. A young priest needed to work on his delivery a little bit, but his heart was in the right place. That is, confession forms a critical part of the Christian life, which is a life of ongoing conversion in order to become more like Christ. In other words, it's never just one and done for a follower of Christ, but rather always a beginning again and again and again. The Catechism of the Catholic Church puts that young priest's sentiments into a little more profound parlance when it says, "Christ's call to conversion continues to resound in the lives of Christians. The second conversion is an uninterrupted task for the whole church." And then the Catechism includes this stupendous statement from St. Ambrose when it adds, "St. Ambrose says of the two conversions that in the church there are water and tears, the waters of baptism and the tears of repentance." In other words, confession is like a second baptism. But in this case, the holy water is not flowing out of a fountain, but the holy water is flowing from our eyes, signaling contrition and conversion. A change of heart. You got to admit, water and tears sounds a little better than toot and tell. In the gospel today, St. John the Baptist appears in the desert, and he is the precursor of Jesus. But he is also the precursor of that young priest. Why? Well, because John the Baptist comes preaching two things: baptism and repentance. That is water and tears. Listen to how he distinguishes his own ministry from that of the ministry of Jesus. He says, I have baptized you with water. He, meaning Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In other words, John will baptize with water, but Jesus will baptize with fire, with the fire of the Holy Spirit, that fire that fuels the second conversion, that ongoing purification that takes our whole life. And what conversion to Christ we don't finish in this life will be our homework when we face the same fires of the Spirit in purgatory in the next life. But it will be the same fire that cleanses us there too. Toot and tell, water and tears, baptism of the Holy Spirit. All these things indicate ongoing conversion of the Christian to become more like Christ. I'm very grateful, as I mentioned, to Father Matt and to Father Peter Lee for the opportunity to celebrate Masses here this weekend, here at Jenny Lind and at Barling, and to speak about Trinity Junior High, and to ask your help in a second collection. You know, there are so many things I could say about how wonderful Trinity Junior High is, but I want to just highlight and underscore one thing. Namely, Trinity students have to go to confession twice a year, in Advent and in Lent. And I got to tell you, I am never more proud of them than when they go to confession. Now that may sound like an oxymoron. Why be proud of someone when they're confessing their sins and their stupidity? But how proud and pleased was the father of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, who ran to meet him and hugged him and dressed him in royal robes before the little boy could get one word out of his mouth for his confession. Multiply that by a million, and you get a glimpse of how pleased God the Father is when we go to confession. Why? Well, it's simple. That is when we are experiencing the second baptism, the holy water of tears, the fire of the Holy Spirit, purifying our hard hearts of pride and lust, of laziness and vanity, of greed and gluttony, of envy and jealousy and anger. Now here's the really beautiful thing, though, about Trinity. We welcome students of all religious traditions to our school, and even those who profess no faith at all, who might be atheist. But sometimes even those students who are not Catholic feel the need to tell someone about something weighing on their hearts, a kind of quasi-confession. That desire, too, is prompted by the fire that purifies of the Holy Spirit. They, too, want to toot and tell, you know, like a car horn. In other words, confession is not some exclusive property of Catholics, but rather a healthy part of any honest and genuine spiritual life. No wonder the confession of sins is the fifth step of the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous. That fifth step states this. It could have come right out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Trinity students are not alcoholics, but they go to confession because it is simply sound spirituality, healthy for every human heart. I would be remiss if I didn't add that we're blessed with three Catholic elementary schools, Immaculate Conception and St. Boniface and Christ the King, where that same baptism by the Spirit occurs because they got to go to confession too. As we enter more deeply into the Advent season, please remember that it is never simply one and done for Catholic Christians. One baptism is not enough. Yes, we are baptized with water at our birth, but we must also be baptized with the fire of the Holy Spirit, that second conversion with tears. a conversion that takes the rest of our lives. Praised be Jesus Christ.